The details of the debt ceiling legislation signed into law on Tuesday are still emerging, but one thing is clear, Alaska is going to feel the effects. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Tuesday, the U.S. Congress passed a bill that cuts almost $1 trillion from federal spending and commits it to more cuts that will bring the total to more than $2 trillion. More than a third of the cuts already made are coming from defense spending, including Homeland Security, military construction, and Veterans Affairs. Pell Grant and student loan subsidies were not fully funded. Other cuts are still being worked out. Even without the details, Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce economist Neil Fried says he can predict one thing.
It's going to reduce, federal expenditures, probably some of the biggest declines in federal expenditures that we have seen in at least since World War II. And, because Alaska, about a third of our economy is tied to federal expenditures, It's very important for the state and could be a sort of a significant economic event, and probably more so for us than just about any other state in the country, with the possible exception of states like Maryland and Virginia.
Fried says federal budget cuts are already being felt. He says a few programs have ended, offices have closed, and the Federal Aviation Administration is partially shut down.
We've been seeing small things that have occurred out there, USDA offices, now FAA. We've heard about some of the things like essential air service and little things like that. But those are pretty small right now compared to, I think, what we might be seeing.
Fried says it'll be a while before Alaska feels the full effects.
Some people believe it will be in fiscal year 2014, where we will really begin to see it, but I suspect we will begin to feel some of it this coming year with a new fiscal year.
Congress has assigned a bipartisan committee the task of finding another $1.4 trillion in savings or increased revenues. The committee has until November 23rd to come to agreement. Congress has until January 15th to approve the committee's plan, or automatic across-the-board budget cuts will kick in. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.